Welcome to another episode of the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That was Ben.
And that was Kevin.
And I'm glad that we made it through that intro, because I remember the last time that we recorded, you had a pretty tough time.
Yeah, there was a real struggle a couple weeks ago on that intro.
I guess I should save that for the performance review.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's the appropriate spot for it. Well, we're back. We're back to our normal jocular selves.
Just, you know, back to the old usual.
The original show.
The OG.
Not the serious show.
It isn't even the OG show, but it is the Ben and Kevin OG.
The Ben and Kevin show. the new title of the podcast, the Ben and Kevin show.
The Ben and Kevin show. I like that.
Yeah, just change the title. They said, change your title. The Ben and Kevin show.
Do we put that like an asterisk? on, I don't know how to change this stuff on.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All the platforms.
Somebody call Brian.
Well, we should probably tell them what we do.
Yeah, but quickly, we have to keep it brisk.
Okay. Well, the first thing is, you tell them the first thing.
The fluid update.
Yeah. Wait. I was just actually trying to just get us off topic again because I wanted to make a joke about it, but it really wasn't funny. So let's get back on topic.
Okay. So there's the fluid update. That's Kevin's quest to rank a bunch of beverages.
Yeah, I probably should have written them down because I don't remember anything.
That's all right.
Next is the performance review, which we have stuff for.
We do have content today. Thank you to our Facebook group members. We have performance review content. Then, of course, the part of the show that is everyone's favorite. We're back to our three-card spread, answering your questions, and we're doing that by drawing three cards, which, in the order that we draw them, represent the past, the current action, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for dinner purposes only outcome.
Then we do the card of the week.
I feel like I did that wrong.
No, I think you did okay.
I feel like I said like a couple things multiple times. Like maybe I said spiritual gold twice. I don't know.
I think it sounded good. I am sorry that I didn't say book it at the end of it because that's probably why you thought it was weird. But I wanted to keep moving.
All right. So then we have the card of the week. That's for everybody. Then the closing ceremonies.
I forgot about the closing ceremonies.
Then the closing ceremonies.
Love it.
Let's do it. We're getting into the fluid update now.
We haven't had a number one change, right?
No, we have not. Number one, sparkling ice, kiwi strawberry. Two, Diet Dr. Pepper, Canada Dry Ginger Ale, Tangerine LaCroix. Five was Arnold Palmer. Eight is the tea.
The tea.
I feel like that's most of it.
The tea. And that's the tea. So this week, and we record two episodes at a time, so I have two drinks here, and I'm opening this one and choosing this one for this week because I need a little pick-me-up.
Yep.
And so what it is a Starbucks double shot espresso. Comes in a little nifty can. I drink these pretty frequently. It's kind of like my go-to when I can't, like, stop at, you know,
Starbucks?
Yeah. I don't really, you know, like, when I can't stop at, I, like, Caldi's. But,
okay,
you know, I have a lot of high hopes for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that I had the sparkling ice yesterday.
Yep.
With vodka.
Oh, yeah? Good.
Just didn't really sit right in my tummy.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was okay, but it was almost like I kind of wish I would have just gone with like vodka club.
Okay.
You know, didn't really need that much taste to it.
Sure.
So.
While you're considering, I want to say that we realize this has nothing to do with tarot or the show, but it's just something that we said we were going to do, and now we're locked in.
We're men of our words.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what to do with that other than we said Kevin was going to rank 52 beverages. We missed a week, so 51. But I just feel like we have to do it.
We absolutely
have to. We can't get off this train. We're committed.
No, absolutely.
Even though it has absolutely nothing to do with tarot, we know.
No, I mean, we can do a spinoff episode if you guys want us to do that. I mean, we could like just have a amateur drink rating podcast. It'd be pretty boring.
Probably.
I think it's just what you need them together. Need beverages and tarot together. I have some exciting news, Ben.
A new number one?
Why are you trying to steal my thunder?
Sorry, it was just a guess.
Okay.
I'll cut that part out.
You can keep it in.
Okay.
It's a new number one.
A new number one. Starbucks double shot espresso.
Yeah, I think it's going to take over for a while. I think I'm going to do a re-ranking, and I'm allowed to do this because I'm the commissioner.
Sure.
Number one is the double shot. Number two is the Diet Dr. Pepper. Number three is
sparkling ice.
Yeah, the sparkling ice, and number four is the ginger ale.
You're allowed to do that.
Yeah. Number five, LaCroix. There's no six. Oh, Arnold six Palmer. Is the Arnold Palmer. Seven blank. Eight is the T.
Yep. We're almost at eight.
Wow. Next week is going to be eight. We're going to have our first full week of eight. And spoiler alert, I think that next week's is going to shake it up too.
Okay. I'm excited for that. Well, that's the Fluid Update. Big week.
Big week.
Now it's time to move into the performance review. Haven't heard that song in a while.
Yeah, what? Oh, bom, bom, be, dom, be, dom, bom, be. That one?
Should I?
Yeah,
that song. We've got a couple things, couple items this week in the performance review. One, probably the most important one, Maggie confirms that it is Gabriel on the Temperance card. That's the angel.
Cool. So we were right.
Yes, we were right. Because you did say Gabriel. I made a joke that it was Metatron, but we all knew that was a joke.
Yeah, Megatron.
Yeah. So that was that. Brian, another important correction, moving out, Billy Joel, not Elton John.
I don't really have much to say about that, but I will say 80s Billy Joel doo-wop sucks.
Wow.
It's from a movie. I don't actually feel that way.
I mean, if you felt that way, I don't have a big response to it. And then finally, we were discussing at one point what we should rename the show after we were told to change our title. I mean, we just came up with a Ben and Kevin show, which is good. Because then it puts the focus on us, which is what the show's about.
Yeah.
But Jorge suggests the Almost Tarot podcast, which is also funny.
I like that one.
I like that one.
We could do that. We could literally start talking about names for hours.
Then we get yelled at that we weren't doing enough tarot.
That's true. We should probably. That's good. It feels good to have content for the performance review.
Yeah. And then your performance review for me was that I messed up the intro that one time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to add that. You did mess up the intro. You were stumbling.
Yeah.
It was bad. Did it make it into the podcast?
Sure.
Was that, that came out last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago in podcast time.
Huh. Cool.
And then we didn't really do a proper intro the following week, last week, because
it was very serious. So we had to be serious.
So today was my first intro since the big stumble.
And you did okay.
Thank you.
You made it through it.
I still don't know how I actually did on the 100% money back part, but we'll find out.
The beauty of that is that you edit the podcast, yeah. So you'll hear.
I'll know how you did. I'll leave it in, though, whatever it was.
Yeah, right. You're going to pull out the mics and you're going to re-record it.
Do you know how much effort that would be?
Yeah, it'd be way too much effort.
It'd be so much. It's not worth it. Like, I'd rather you all just think I'm dumb than me have to go through the effort of recording over. Really, what would be easier is to go to an old episode where I nail it and then just cut it from that with you saying book it at the end.
I think that's still too much work, too.
It's a lot of work, but less than getting the mics out and recording a clean take.
I could just see you like putting up a little sound room like in your little office.
I'd have to come out here so I could match the
aesthetic.
The tone, the room tone. It's different, the echo. All right, should we?
Yeah. All right,
hold on. Wait, leaving performance review.
Chadai.
Now we're out of performance review.
Yeah, we kind of stumbling into that part just because, like, you know, we haven't done it in a while.
Right.
So it's understandable. But now we have to head to Queer's Corner, Queer's Corner, Queer's Corner, Queer's Corner. I said that four times so that.
That was awful. Listening, sitting here listening to that, not looking forward to it. Queer's Corner. We're here. We're in Queer's Corner. We're going to do the thing.
Okay.
You're pre-reading the question and you're laughing because you think this is a question that I made up.
You might have planted it here.
No, it's not a plant.
We have a question this week. It comes from Tim. So thanks, Tim, for the question. Tim writes, "All of my friends like doing stuff late at night, but I'm easily tired and like to get to bed early. How do I balance the two?"
Now, here's how you know it's not for me. I already know the answer of how to balance the two. I go to bed.
Yeah.
It's not a question that I have.
Yeah, there's no question.
It's not an active dilemma for me. I've resolved it for myself.
Do things earlier. Like, find friends that do things earlier.
Okay, so you say new friend group. That's your pre-advice.
I guess so. I don't know.
I mean, I get like, I was like, that's weird advice. But then I'm like, I guess that was sort of my advice. And so I just go to bed and now I'm not friends with some of those people.
Yeah. But then, like, you still hang out with them, like, once every blue moon where you have an earlier party and they probably stay too late at your house. I've definitely done that before.
Yeah. I prepare my, you know, that happens rarely enough that I can like prepare myself for it.
That's true.
But of course, Tim's question spoke to me because this, you know, very relatable for me.
Yeah. There's a reason why you put it at the top of the thing so we could talk about it quickly.
Yeah. My pre-advice is go to bed.
And mine's get new friends.
Yeah. Which is the same, almost same advice, really. Right. All right. Should we go to the cards?
Let's see what the cards have to say.
Your pick shuffle. I feel like we're just moving through it.
We're taking no prisoners this time. I think we're, now that I said that, what is it? The Six of Swords where the lady's like tied up?
Eight of Swords.
Eight of Swords. That's going to be the card. I'm going to see it. I know it.
All right. Well, we're answering Tim's question. How does he balance going to bed but having friends that go out late at night? Flip the past.
The Five of Wands.
I mean, this is just a perfect description of the situation.
The Five of Wands is a group of people that are holding their wands in like a bunch of different directions. One looks like they're carrying it. It almost looks like they're fighting, which we've talked about on this card before, but in reality, it's like there's just no leader, right? Like, it's just they don't have a plan.
Yeah. Well, it can be about...
like, they're trying to build something, but they like no one's leading them.
I want to know... I'm going to get the little book out.
I'm going to performance review myself real quick.
It says, as if in sport or strife.
Say that again?
I think we're both right, because it says... I mean, it's very short. I can read the whole thing. This is from The Key to the Tarot by A.E. White, which is mostly useless. A posse of youths are brandishing staves as if in sport or strife.
Okay.
It then says, imitation as, for example, sham fight, the strenuous competition and struggle of the search after riches and fortune. I don't know. So it's like fighting, but like play fighting.
Okay.
I would say this is the internal struggle that has brought us here. Tim's struggle, his like internal strife is that he doesn't know what to do in the situation. Does he continue to sacrifice sleep and hang out with his friends, or does he go to bed early and give up on some of these friends?
Yeah, I'm going to read it as those are his friends late at night being idiots. And they're just like, we're going to hit each other with our sticks.
I feel like if that's what your friends are doing for fun, you should probably find other friends.
Tim's like, man, I can't believe I missed out on the stick fight. Had to take a nap.
Could be taken a lot of different ways.
Not good tarot reading that we just did there.
Nope.
That I did.
Let's go to the present. The Seven of Wands. Nope.
Nope. It's the Seven of Cups.
There it is.
Yeah. I'm not going to just... I've gone through this card before and described every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to do that.
You're just going to keep it concise?
It's the Seven of Cups. Is a person standing in the foreground looking up at a mirage-like thing of seven cups that have different things inside of them, some of which include the Tower, a snake, a veiled ghost. I'm just going to go through all of them. A wreath, okay. a dragon... coins and jewels, and a bust of a woman. I like the Seven of Cups.
Yeah.
I think it's a really good card for this situation, too.
Do you want to say more about that?
Yeah, because the way that I always, and I don't know if it's a correct interpretation of it, but it's like the grass is always greener type of card, where you're looking at these things and you think it's like you're projecting what you think it's going to be, right? Like,
yeah, it's like potential outcomes.
Yeah.
But you don't know what the true outcome is. And like the Tower, you have the Tower there, you know, that could be bad, but you also have the riches. It could be good. So it's thinking about the future, having your head in the clouds, not making a decision, but sort of overthinking all the possible outcomes of the situation.
Right. Overthinking them. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
The future, flip. Everyone's favorite card. The World.
I don't even want to describe it.
Okay.
I will. So the world is a woman inside of a wreath with a shawl of some sort holding the two candles. There's animals and a person in the four corners of the card.
It's like so useless. It doesn't tell us anything. It just says it's about completion. It's about the end of a journey. I mean, I guess if I want to take a stab at an interpretation, I would say, let's go back to what you said, which is get new friends. And like the world here is the completion of the cycle with these friends. It's time to move on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. I would also say that the woman inside of that wreath looks pretty relaxed. So mm-hmm. I feel like that person has had a full night's sleep. So
it's just like, it's fine. You know, people move apart. Like if you are at a place, you know, you're just not there anymore. Like if your friends are going out and staying out late, you know, for whatever reason, you're not there anymore. I assume that you used to be there, you know, you used to be with them, you used to be hanging out, and now your life has changed and you're not there anymore. And that's okay. People change, and like you'll still see these friends on occasion, but they don't have to be your primary friend group. That's fine.
Yeah. I, at first, like right when the world came up, I was like, I'm kind of bummed out by always. This reading. Well, just by the reading in general. But it really does kind of play very well. It's you have this struggle that you're doing, you're thinking about it too much. Maybe it's just time for that to be finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like why are you struggling with it? Because the real struggle here, it's like FOMO almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're just worried about missing out on something. It's not necessarily wanting to hang, because these people are doing things that aren't late at night too.
Presumably.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
And now I'm just confusing myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay with the reading with that world card at the end.
Okay. That's it.
That's the reading.
That's the reading.
Man, I really hope we get a really good card for card of the week.
Me too.
I need a good pick me up this week, you know?
You have a Starbucks double shot espresso, number 1 on the beverage ranking.
That is true. These are facts that we're spitting right here.
Are we ready to go to card of the week?
No, we're not, because we use the shuffle. So I got to tell them about card of the week.
Yeah, but we're going there.
Are we fighting right now?
Are we a five of wands moment?
Okay, well, why don't we bring them into it? Yeah, I just had a nice little sip.
Did you finish it? It seemed like you finished it.
There's a little bit left in there.
It's a pretty small can, which is fine.
Maybe I just have really big hands. You take a normal size can.
That's probably it.
Sure, I like that one. So the card of the week is a card that we draw that gives us the outlook for the week. Kind of just a good way to, it's like a good cup of coffee card on a Monday morning to give you to pick you up, and sets like the sights on the week. It is, it's for everybody. Even if you're not listening to this podcast, it's for them. So make sure people know what the card of the week is.
I liked that you called it your little like Monday morning coffee. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good description of it.
Thanks.
Now, over here, I don't see Alan on the table.
I forgot. I was going to say that. At one point, I said I got a performance review for myself.
Mm, and that's it?
Yeah. It's at work, and I thought about going into work. Yeah.
Not worth it.
It was not worth it, because then I would probably like work.
What's Alan doing at work?
I was reading cards for my coworkers.
Oh, nice. How'd that go?
I mean, it's kind of fun. It's like I'll just jump into like our group chat on Slack and be like, hey, who wants a card?
These are digital reading.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun.
And it's always funny because like everybody's getting all these like positive cards. A lot of coins come out, which is cool.
Work. Pentacles. Sense.
Yeah. But then like somebody will get a really bad card. Mm. Like somebody had the Tower on Friday.
Yikes.
And like everybody's like, so it's like positive reading. Yeah, I can spin this one. Like the Tower came for this one person. And I was just
game over.
I don't really, do you want to know what the Tower is? I'm like, you can Google it. Like, I don't really want to give that bad omen to you.
So the card of the week, here it comes. Flip.
The Five of Pentacles.
Not good.
Not great. So the Five of Pentacles is a person that has crutches and their leg up and they are very badly wounded walking through the snow, and another person that, you know, has a robe on that they're walking through the snow, with the Five of Pentacles are behind them in what looks to be a stained glass window. Not a great card.
No, I'm trying to find it in here in the little book, because that's just what's close, even though this book doesn't tell us anything.
Let me Google it.
Two mendicants in a snowstorm pass a lighted casement. Divinatory meanings. It foretells marital trouble, above all, whether in the form illustrated, that is, destitution, or otherwise. For some cardomantics, it is a card of love and lovers, wife, husband, friend, mistress. How is this the same card?
How is this the same card?
Like, it doesn't seem right at all.
Should I read the Wikipedia article on it? Or
sure, why not?
Okay.
Or we can just skip the reading altogether, and we can just talk about it.
No, I'm going to go to common interpretation. The Five of Coins, or Five of Pentacles, is a card when upright means to lose all faith, losing resources, losing a lover, mostly shows up when you've had a breakup, and losing security, whether financially or emotionally or both.
Okay. So not good.
Yeah, I don't like that. It's not really a cup of coffee.
No, it's not. It's not a good one. It's a card about sort of loss and isolation and feeling shut out.
I mean, maybe next week will be great.
Okay. Well, that's the closing ceremonies. That's the sound of the closing ceremonies, everyone.
It is time to wrap it up.
All right. Well, first off, thank you very much to Tim this week. Enjoy a restful sleep.
Yeah. And thanks to our lols, and a moment of silence for our lost lols.
Shira is snoring through the moment of silence. No respect.
No respect. I can't get no respect.
That was great.
Take my wife, for example. No, take her. Rodney Dangerfield bits.
Yep. No, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, am I up?
Okay. Yeah, you're up.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm waiting on.
You can find us at amateurtarot.com.
That's a website. That's why you have to read it, because if I said it, how could I interrupt myself with, that's a website?
That's true. It is a website, and on that website, you can ask us questions so that we can read your tarot cards on air.
You can also get to us at our phone number, 314-325-6047. Call now or text now, and we will also answer your question that way.
But enough about us. Now it's about you. How can you get involved in this great community? Well, Ben and other lols, you can get involved at facebook.com/groups/amateurtarot.
Wow, what does it cost?
$0.
Wow, that sounds too good to be true.
A lot of privacy issues if you haven't signed up for Facebook yet. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
But if you're already there, I mean, why not?
If you're already there, you've already, you know, made your sacrificial lamb to Zuckerberg. And, yeah, might as well join us.
Why not? We'd love to hang out and talk with you there. You can also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That would be very helpful. If you don't know what to say in the review, you just give us 5 stars and you write great podcast. If you have constructive criticism, you write 1 star and a lengthy review.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're prompting 1-star reviews. I mean, there is also 4, 3, 2.
Sure.
You can do those ones as well.
Any rating, really.
Mostly 5s, though.
Mostly 5, great podcast.
Yes. Spoiler alert, magic is real.
When you get a Caldi's, do you put cream in it, or are you just like black?
When I get a coffee at Caldi's?
Yeah, yeah.
I always get a latte.
Okay.
So it's like
you're
mostly
not drinking
cream.
Black coffee. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a big espresso shot fan.
Okay.
Which is why I think this is going to be good.
Okay.
Anyway.
I asked about your coffee preferences because I was going to try to wow you with some coffee, but if you don't drink black coffee, it won't wow you.
Why? What were you? Do you like have coffee here?
Yeah.
Oh, what kind of coffee is it?
I don't know what kind it is. I get a different kind. I subscribe to a service that sends me a different coffee every couple weeks.
Oh, that's cool.
So yeah. I don't know what the brand is, but it's good.
Good.
But I was going to make you some, but if you don't drink black coffee, then it's not going to be worth it.
Yeah, I don't have the taste for it.
Okay.